This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a mass shooting last August at an El Paso, Texas Walmart store has climbed to 23. The Del Sol Medical Center in El Paso said Sunday that Guillermo Garcia, still hospitalized 9 months after the shooting, succumbed to his injuries over the weekend. 20 people were killed outright and 4 dozen were struck by gunfire on August 3, 2019, when a man opened fire with an assault rifle in what prosecutors have branded an anti-Hispanic hate crime. 2 more victims died in the following days. Garcia's death brings the total to 23. And again, that was the shooting incident last August at an El Paso, Texas Walmart store. Dr. Deborah Birx, one of the doctors on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that social distancing will be with us through the summer. She said the measure was necessary to really ensure that we protect one another from the COVID-19 pandemic. Birx also said she thinks the United States needs a breakthrough on coronavirus testing to aid the reopening of the economy and better understand the scope of the pandemic in the United States. Also Sunday, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized the administration for withholding funds from the World Health Organization and efforts to undermine the role of the U.N. agency. In an interview aired Sunday on National Public Radio, Pelosi accused the U.S. President and the Secretary of State of effectively isolating the United States during a global pandemic. She said it's more than stupid, it's dangerous. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump said he would suspend funding for the WHO, saying the agency had supported China's early efforts to hide the dangers of the new strain of coronavirus. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese officials said Sunday that all COVID patients have been discharged from hospitals in Wuhan, the city at the center of the outbreak of the coronavirus outbreak in China last year. Wuhan saw roughly half of all China's coronavirus cases and was placed on a strict lockdown in January and sealed off from the rest of the country. Many restrictions have been eased, but residents are still being regularly tested for the virus. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is confident Israel will be able to annex parts of the West Bank within a few months with backing from the Trump administration. "We will be able to celebrate another historic moment in the history of Zionism," Netanyahu told a group of European evangelical Christians who strongly back Israel. He spoke to the group via video on Sunday. Israel plans to declare sovereignty over the strategically vital Jordan Valley. And to all Jewish settlements in the West Bank, Israel has occupied the West Bank since capturing it in the Six-Day War in 1967. President Trump gave his backing to the Israeli annexation when he unveiled his Middle East peace plan in January, approving giving what Netanyahu calls a buffer zone against terrorists. There's been no reaction from the Palestinians so far to Netanyahu's latest remarks. Yemen's separatist Southern Transitional Council early on Sunday announced it would establish self-rule in regions under its control, which the Saudi-backed government warned would have catastrophic consequences. The move threatens to renew the conflict between nominal allies and Yemen's multifaceted war, as the United Nations is trying to secure a permanent truce to combat the coronavirus pandemic in a country weakened by hunger and disease. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi warned the country about complacency in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic in a Sunday radio address. He appealed to people to strictly comply with a nationwide lockdown that's been in effect for over a month. The Prime Minister is a popular leader in the country of 1.3 billion people. He urged Indians to wear masks, follow social distancing norms, and avoid spitting in public places. The message comes as India tries to balance small steps to restart the economy against worries that this may cause a spike in coronavirus cases. Most of India's infections are racing through densely packed cities. Its vast countryside is largely unaffected. And U.S.-led coalition forces delivered much-needed medical and sanitation supplies to detention facilities in Syria on Sunday, holding 10,000 Islamic State prisoners. That was a statement made Sunday by the U.S.-led coalition. The supplies of soap, disinfectant, and cloth masks will support the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. Marissa Melton, VOA News.